This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
I want to talk about what the new normal is. Like, we just heard from Chris that we were, what, over a 1.5 degrees hotter last year on average?
Year on record.
Whew, that is a little scary, and obviously this will also be known as one of the biggest fires. I think they're trying to say that there's maybe 4 or 5 times what was ever kind of expected. I did see an article lately where there's a lot of people out there trying to blame a particular group.
Correct. I've actually followed quite a lot of people off social media again, sending out false information, blaming these people and that people.
I happen to be able to tell you, my partner works for the Department of Environment, and I happen to know for a fact that there has not been any stoppaging of backburning. There is no such thing. The only thing is that the season started a lot earlier, and that's when they would have been doing a lot of that. There is no green tape, red tape that anybody has got up to stop them from doing any of what they were going to do. But it's the season started in September, and people do not realise that that is not a good time to start getting 40 degree temperatures.
No.
I even made the mistake and got in trouble when I was doing the Melbourne's Most Uplifting Music. I was like, what a great day, it's 40 degrees. And someone messaged in, and I have absolutely learnt my lesson by being in the face of it myself. Someone messaged in and said, it's not a great day for everybody. How dare you say that 40 degrees is good in September? And I was actually put in my place and reminded that that was not something to be celebrating. You know, just because I was going to the beach didn't mean that there was other people definitely not doing that. So, sorry, Tom, I didn't mean to jump on that. But you've got lots of experience from being a bush boy yourself with what fires and...
What fires can do. Well, I'm thinking back 20 years ago when I used to live on there, I would have been doing some burn-offs in September.
Yeah.
Because after the frost had gone in July, August,
yep,
we then actually would have been doing some burning around the property to make sure that all the undergrowth is removed and you do all of those things.
Yeah.
But those firestorms I've seen, it does not matter what you have done when they're crowning through the tops of that trees, that has got nothing to do with it.
And when you've got 40 degree temperatures with winds that have like unprecedented, it's just craziness. So I got a message on Tuesday or Monday saying that Tuesday and Wednesday, for anyone that did have their caravans and stuff left at Nareal Creek or in Corryong area, that we could go back for only on those 2 days that they could say. With convoy, we had to register in Talangada, register at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we went convoy with the SES and the CFA, and we went back into town because the road is closed class C or something, so it means only locals can use the road and emergency services.
Even though there's no fire, the problem is
there is still fire.
Well, the fire can burn out the trees along the side, and it's them falling down and hitting people.
Well,
as
there is
driving.
Still a lot of land between Talangada and Corryong that isn't burnt yet, and it's like night and day. You'll go 100 metres and it's not burnt, 100 metres and it's scorched like you've not seen before, and there is still some fire there, but they've got rid of a lot of what was really devastating when I had to do that first emergency convoy out. So this was not an emergency, it was quite calm, but going in I wanted to make sure I did that thing. So we say, how can we help and how can we do something? So make sure you go to, if you are going to these places, go with an empty esky and fill it up at the shops, and go, like, anything that was open I went and used. I went and made sure I bought something, and it was so beautiful. They're only opening for a couple of hours of a day because they're still in so much smoke and so much of the, but just there, just like it was unreal. But I really needed, there was one particular lady that looked after me a lot there. The hotel was also fabulous, the Courthouse Hotel, and I saw them, and they're doing it tough as well because they've opened up their doors basically to anyone who just needs the place. You know, anyway, I wanted to go to the relief centre because there was this chaplain, the only person that actually had anything to do with anything. I'm going to say very, very quickly, it's not going to be one of my big spiels like last week.
Was, well, then was keep it going, sweetheart.
Well, she went to the relief centre, and the place that I was at just 1 week ago, oh, where I thought it was actually hell on earth, is the most incredible place of where donations are flowing in. The military are in. They've got it all fresh. They've got a barbecue station outside. There's food. There's fresh food. Bananas are free. But the milk has been even delivered to the shops and people can get for free. It's like there's some beautiful people out there. We've got to remember that community is really, really important. Yeah. And there's always something you can do because we are living in a very new normal now.
I think we have to be nicer to each other. But I like what you said there, Jess. When these fires are going to move off, we all need to actually make sure we all go out there for the weekend, stay at the houses or the hotels, buy in their little shops, because financially they're going to really be stuffed for a while.
They're gonna need it. You're gonna have to make sure that you put your, you know, you can keep almost your donations now if you have to, if you're gonna use it somewhere else. There's a lot going on in a lot of people's hearts and heads at the moment, and I think we need to make sure. I think we have to start thinking, because I was listening to a song, but I don't know what it was, but I found myself crying yesterday and realizing half of the problem is that we feel helpless. So I think we need to actually not feel helpless, because worry is not going to help anything. Let's do something.
Because donating, which we all should do, your donator gives you that 2 seconds of like, oh, I'm such a good person, I've donated.
I don't think that's the reason.
No, I just mean, but then after that, it's like, but what else do I do? Yes. Like, you still feel like you're watching it all on TV. Do I give more money? Do I?
Yeah. But also, and it's not just a money thing. Like, I did a donation of what I felt was quite a bit, but then I also went, oh, but it's not enough. You can't put money on a life. And then I went, I've also got bills to pay that I now can't afford because I did put more than I can really afford in a donation. And it's one of those horrible situations where some of us are not in a position to be able to donate. So maybe we want to do something else, and let's talk about that.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.